guy I was working for doing the carpets, he was going to go snowmobile at Pelican, but I had too much to do to get ready for this week since I was off for a week. But he said it was pretty much rainy and not the best conditions, so he just went up and had a fire at the warming hut, so.
Yeah, it's strange how all of a sudden it all changed. Go from really cold to being warm and rainy.
I mean, this is kind of a weird winter for this area. It's like, why are we having so much rain? That doesn't happen up here. Not in the high country.
Right. So, I don't know. See what the weather turns out to be like in January. See if we start getting snow or just more rain and stuff. I'd actually prefer the snow. It's a lot better than the rain, because at least when it freezes, the snow will pack better.
I'm going by South Po Valley Road, and there's like a Chevy HHR completely on its top. Looks like it's been there for a while, because I haven't been out this way for more than 2 weeks, so I wonder when that happened.
Where, right there in that corner where it bends to go back east again?
Yeah, it looks like they were slowing down to turn on South Po Valley Road, and that must have been when they went in the ditch. It's like a pretty bad accident.
Oh, okay.
I gotta admit, I'm not really listening to Firecom or anything. I've been just monitoring KF600 and the ham repeaters. That's all I've been doing. I haven't really been interested in monitoring EMS and stuff. So, especially around the holidays, I haven't felt like it.
Right. Well, that radio that I give you, did you reset it and then just reinstall just the frequencies? Because I know it had it all set up for all kinds of different things.
No, I've just been monitoring the, monitoring the hogback ham repeater and then monitoring the linked repeater up on Hammaker. There's a few guys that get on there in the morning and talk. They kind of have their morning coffee session, I guess it is, so I've been kind of listening to them off and on. Being off work, I've been sleeping in till actually 9 o'clock, and that's late, very late for me. So I haven't really been listening to them, but I was listening this morning. The 70 centimeter repeater up there that's linked to Lakeview and those other areas.
Yeah, I was listening to him this morning too. One of them's getting ready to go up and go see his daughter or something today.
Yeah, that was the guy that was helping with the licensure that day. The vice president, actually. And, yeah, this road is slick out here. I'm on the flats by the weigh station. Just, heading over there, so it's pretty icy still in the shade.
Yeah, you be careful out going through there. I didn't, there are a couple more spots in there that could be icy, too.
Shady spots feel like I'm ice skating, and believe it or not, I'm actually, you know, using these tires until I have to get new ones, which I'm probably going to do pretty soon, because they have some tread, they're close to the wear bar, but I'm actually doing surprisingly well in slick and snow conditions. I just, drive pretty safe, but I'm planning on just buying some pull-offs this year. There's no way I'm going to buy some new tires. And one advantage is I might be completely in, well, as far as travel, I'd probably be completely in the office probably in a month, so that'll reduce my mileage. But it'll bring down mileage reimbursement a little bit, but I'm not relying on that to supplement my income as much, so other people do that, but then again, it bites them when they can't drive as much, so that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of them, that's, you know, they rely on that mileage stuff a lot to help offset things, but I don't know, it doesn't, never seemed to me that it always worked out about right.
Well, since I do scheduling, it's like, I got a certain person, they're worried about it, and I'm like, well, you're already kind of out in those areas anyway, so if I have to schedule something that, you know, works out in your favor, that's going to tend to be the option, so that's kind of where I'm at. WRGY779.
WRZN 509. I understand. I get to hear about some other people talking about it too, and especially when it comes to their tires and stuff about getting the right ones. Of course, right now it's hard to figure out which kind of tires I have. Because, like, this morning, like you said, you know, as slick as this is.
Yeah, for sure. There's times that, you know, people get stuck, and we had a couple people with vehicles went out and got them or helped them. So we know who has the capable vehicles in the office. So, you know, and, you know, they... usually willing to help out if needed. That's a good thing.
Yeah. That's one thing about it. It doesn't tell you who's got the best ones and not.
You know, I kind of missed the freedom of the open road back, you know, a year ago. I was driving all over, talking on the radio all the time. And, you know, I'm going to say I like driving, getting out of town, and being on the open road, so, yeah, I'll probably miss it, but, you know, things get better, economy gets better, gas goes down, keeps going down, it'll just be better for everybody, so, yeah, just trying to weigh all those options.
Yeah, I don't know, really foresee gas going down a whole lot more. The state's not going to allow that just because they're not going to be able to make the taxes off of it.
The thing is, my Subaru gets about 33 miles a gallon, so it's not too bad. It's just because it has the continuous variable transmission in it, that's why it's... probably go clear for a bit. I'll let you know when I'm on my way.
Alrighty, Forrest. Be safe out there. WRZN 509 monitoring.